This is All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Liam Elder Connors. COVID hospitalizations in Vermont this week have reached their highest levels since the start of the pandemic. That grim milestone comes amid widespread staffing constraints across the healthcare system. VPR reporter Lexi Krupp has been regularly checking in with hospital leaders across the state since the beginning of the year, and she joins me now to discuss that reporting. Hi, Lexi.
Hi.
Lexi, the number of hospitalized COVID patients have been steadily rising for weeks. What does this look like on the ground in the state's hospitals?
So these COVID patients are adding to just a high level of demand overall for hospital services. And each week, things have gotten a little bit tighter. I spoke with someone at Rutland Regional Medical Center yesterday who said their ICU was full. So that means patients are waiting in the emergency room for longer until a hospital bed opens up. At UVM Medical Center in Burlington, they've had more than 20 people in the emergency department in the past week in need of psychiatric beds. And hospitals are basically improvising to expand their capacity. Like at UVM, I spoke with Dr. Stephen Leffler, who said they're treating COVID patients in their boardroom.
The boardroom is very, very close to the elevator. It was a space that we had, so we converted our boardroom into a treatment area.
Well, Lexi, that all sounds pretty bad. Are hospitals able to maintain their normal services right now?
Largely, yes, which is not the case in all parts of the country. Many hospitals in Vermont are able to do their scheduled surgical procedures. Some have delayed certain procedures where someone would need to recover in a hospital bed. But overall, care standards have not really had to change.
This latest COVID surge isn't just putting people in the hospital with the disease. Healthcare workers are also getting sick or can't work because they've been exposed to the virus or a family member's been exposed. So how are hospitals handling these staffing challenges?
First off, in some places, staffing levels have actually improved from where they were earlier in the month. And I have some numbers on this. In Rutland, almost 4% of hospital staff had been out with COVID. Now that's down to about 2%. UVM has also seen more of their staff come back to work in recent days. But staffing continues to be a serious problem. UVM had to close their main cafeteria for employees this week because so many food service workers were out sick or exposed. And overall, it's just hard being short-staffed. One hospital leader I spoke with said, "I think our staff are as tired as I've ever seen them."
Well, hospitals have gotten some help from FEMA workers. These are nurses and paramedics contracted with the federal government. Has that helped at all?
Yeah, these FEMA workers have sort of been a game changer for many of Vermont's hospitals. Meg Oakes at Rutland Regional Medical Center said these workers are likely to stay through the end of the month.
Without those nurses, this is a whole different story. Four of them are able to take care of 10 COVID patients on our COVID wing full time. So, you know, that makes a huge difference.
Well, Lexi, what are hospital leaders predicting for these next few weeks?
We have some indication that COVID cases might be peaking in the region, that's throughout the Northeast, but hospitalization trends always lag, so they're not expected to start falling for several weeks. And that's one of the reasons that is because while new hospitalizations may start tapering off once cases do, those numbers of people in the hospital remain high, just as sick people with COVID, you know, continue to take up beds.
That's VPR reporter Lexi Krupp. Lexi, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.